December 16th through the 22nd, Christmas. Good tidings of great joy. For some, Christmas can be a hectic time. Consider how your study of the New Testament can help bring a spirit of peace and sacredness into your life. Ponder the influence of the Savior's birth and mission on your life, and record any spiritual impressions that come. Why does the birth of a baby bring such great joy? Perhaps because a new baby can be a symbol of hope. There's something about a brand new life full of possibilities that invites us to ponder what life might hold for that child and what wonderful things he or she will accomplish. Never has this been truer than at the birth of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. Never has there been more hope placed in a child, and never has there been one born with so much promise. When an angel invited shepherds to seek a newborn child in a manger, he also gave them a message about that child. It was a message of hope, that this baby had come to earth to fulfill a sacred mission. The shepherds made their message, quote, known abroad, and all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart, end quote. See Luke chapter 2, verses 17 through 19. Perhaps it would be good to follow Mary's example this Christmas, to ponder in your heart the things you have learned about the Savior this year. How did he fulfill his mission of redemption in the accounts you have read? And more important, how has his mission changed your life? Ideas for personal scripture study. Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 25, chapter 2 verses 1 through 12, Luke chapter 1 verses 26 through 38, chapter 2 verses 1 through 20. Jesus Christ condescended to be born among us on earth. Even if you have read or heard the story of the birth of Jesus Christ many times before, study it this time with this thought in mind, quote, Christmas is not only a celebration of how Jesus came into the world, but also of knowing who he is, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and of why he came, end quote. Craig C. Christensen, The Fullness of the Story of Christmas, from the First Presidency Christmas Devotional, December 4, 2016. Broadcasts.lds.org. What do you know about who Jesus Christ was before he was born? See, for example, John chapter 17, verse 5, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 5, Doctrine and Covenants, section 76, verses 13 through 14, verses 20 through 24, and Moses chapter 4, verse 2. How does this knowledge affect the way you feel when you read about his birth? What do you know about why Jesus Christ came to earth? See, for example, Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 21, John chapter 3, verses 16 through 17, 3 Nephi chapter 27, verses 13 through 16, Doctrine and Covenant, section 20, verses 20 through 28. How does this knowledge affect the way you feel about the Savior? How does it affect the way you live? See also 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 9, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 7 through 18. 1 Nephi, chapter 11, verses 13 through 33, Alma, chapter 7, verses 10 through 13, and the video, The Nativity, on LDS.org. 1 Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 21 through 26, Colossians, chapter 1, verses 12 through 22, 1 Peter, chapter 2, verses 21 through 25. Jesus Christ fulfilled his mission and made it possible for me to inherit eternal life. Although the story of Christ's birth was surrounded by miraculous events, his would be just another birth if it weren't for the great work that he accomplished later in his life. As President Gordon B. Hinckley put it, quote, the babe Jesus of Bethlehem would be but another baby without the redeeming Christ of Gethsemane and Calvary and the triumphant fact of the resurrection, end quote. See The Wondrous and True Story of Christmas, and signed December 2000. Evidence of the Savior's divine mission and his powerful love for others is found throughout the New Testament. Which passages or accounts come to your mind? You might look back through this resource or your study journal and review some of the impressions you recorded. You could also read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 21 through 26, Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 through 22, 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 21 through 25, and ponder how the Savior and His work have blessed your life. What do you feel inspired to change in your life? How would you draw on the Savior's power? Ideas for Family Scripture Study and Family Home Evening. As you read the scriptures with your family, the Spirit can help you know what principles to emphasize and discuss in order to meet the needs of your family. Here are some suggestions. Matthew chapter 1 verses 18 through 25, chapter 2 verses 1 through 12, Luke chapter 1 verses 26 through 38, chapter 2 verses 1 through 20. How can you celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ with your family? Here are a few ideas, or you can come up with your own. Read or act out parts of the Nativity story together. Watch the video, The Nativity, on LDS.org. Explore some of the resources on Christmas.Mormon.org, JesusChrist.LDS.org, or Christmas, Gospel Topics, Topics.LDS.org. Watch a First Presidency Christmas devotional on broadcasts.lds.org. Sing Christmas hymns together, or choose neighbors or friends to visit and sing to them. See hymns numbers 201 through 214. Perform an act of service. Ask family members to look for details in the Nativity story that give them ideas for ornaments or decorations they could make to remind them of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verses 21 through 26. Colossians chapter 1 verses 12 through 22. 1 Peter chapter 2 verses 21 through 25. Why are we grateful that Jesus Christ was born? What gifts has He given us? How can we show Him our gratitude? The living Christ, the testimony of the apostles. If you want to help your family focus on the Savior at Christmas time, perhaps you could spend some time reading and studying together The Living Christ, The Testimony of the Apostles in the Ensigner Liahona, May 2017. Maybe you could memorize passages from The Living Christ or look for descriptions of the Savior's life in the New Testament that support statements in it. You could also invite each family member to write his or her own testimony of Jesus Christ, and if so prompted, read it to the family. Improving personal study. Look for Jesus Christ. The scriptures teach us that all things testify of Jesus Christ. See Moses chapter 6 verses 62 through 63. So we should look for Him in all things. As you read the scriptures, consider noting or marking verses that teach you about Him. Take time in the days leading up to Christmas to look for things around you that testify of Jesus Christ.